My name is Vasily Stanichi. I'm from Shepherd University. My major is computer science. I'm from Hagerstown.
I'm Qing Wang, associate professor of mathematics at Shepherd University.
Explain the background on this project, the grant.
Vasily worked for me for the West Virginia Embry PUI grant. And last summer, he also worked as a source scholar. In this work, he actually did the programming to facilitate the tedious work. We have the tumor growth model, and then we have 18 variables, and we have about 58 parameters in a big system of ODEs. Chato described the tumor pattern, you know, in response to chemotherapy combined with immunotherapy. So we had an issue, so we need to be able to tell which parameters weigh more than others. Say, that's called the sensitivity analysis of the model. So then basically what we did is we changed the value of the parameter, a certain parameter at one time, and keep all other values the same. And then we see whether a small change in certain parameter value would change the tumor growth pattern. Since we have so many parameters, it's a lot of repeated work. If we do it by hand, we can do it. I have three of us have done it for a previous model, which has also more than 10 variables, like maybe 45 parameters. And it took us, I think each of us about like 15 hours to finish all those work. So now for this new model, I asked Vasily's help again, and he said maybe it's worth it the time to make a program so the machine does it and no errors at all. After he generated that program, and it's also user-friendly, and we click a button and it finishes it automatically in a couple of minutes. So I said, wow, so it saves a lot of time.
This was a problem you were helping to solve with her research?
Yeah, so initially when I was given the work, I had to do it manually, and so I thought, why do this by hand when you can just make a program do it? So when I first started, it took me a while to learn how to do it. Actually, I think it was slower to program it than to do it by hand. But after I had the program done and the code and I had the knowledge of how to do it again, it was just a couple minutes of changing one or two functions, and it was, you know, reusable, and I could use it for multiple other projects. In fact, I think she had some more parameters for me. I came in the next day. I said I had them all done, and she's like, hey, try these other parameters, and you know. And so I took those the new work, and it took me like 5 minutes to change the program, and I ran again. So it took me maybe 30 minutes to do like 20 hours of work.
This is some real-life work for you, you think?
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of real-life applications to this because a lot of people do mundane tasks like this, and this kind of falls in the category of automation.
Why does this type of work or working on the cancer research interest you?
Well, I thought it'd be good to work with people outside of CIS because in the real world, if you do get a job somewhere or if you go to a consulting company, you know, it's important to work with clients that are not CIS majors. So I thought if I could work with biology and math majors, I could learn how to, you know, communicate with people that are not, you know, I guess technically inclined, and, you know, solve problems that way. And that's what ended up happening. She'd have problems for me. She said, hey, you know, this is what we need to do. Can you automate this? And we'd sit in her office for an hour, and she'd show me what I have to do, and I'm writing notes down and, you know, look at the problem and say, hey, this is, I can do, you know, maybe half of it automated, but this is what you have to do. Many cases I'd have her create a template for me in Excel, and then she'd create the template and give me all the data, and then I'll automate it. So it's been pretty interesting to work with people who are not computer science majors.